Welcome to Tales and Tunes, a Weatherly Report special episode. In this series, Kyle or I will be going in depth about one song in our catalog. We call this Tales and Tunes because we won't always tell you the story behind the meaning of the song, though we may. We may also give interesting insights about how a song came to be written, challenges faced in the writing process, a deep dive into the lyrics and their deeper meaning, or anything in between. These are tales about tunes, in any shape that may take, so sit back and enjoy, and be sure to stay until the end to hear the song we just discussed. Throughout the evolution of Weatherly, Kyle and I have developed a pretty solid workflow for writing and production. The majority of our work is done remotely, so it really allows for us to sit with ideas for as long as we need to, while still continuing to work on other projects, such as those for clients that are more time sensitive. With songs specific to Weatherly Band, I tend to use a three-stage approach for my writing. The first stage I focus on are the compositional elements. This is where the framework of a song gets ironed out, such as form, an idea of arrangement, and my personal favorite that I probably spend more time on than I should, transitions. During stage one, my guitar parts are pretty well established and I can focus on the second stage of my writing, translation. Now, what I mean by that is simply, how is this going to go from an idea to a recording? We have established a number of tones and techniques that make up Weatherly sound, but obviously not all of them get used in every song. So the question here is, what are the optimal choices for what this specific song calls for? And that brings us to my third stage. This is where I basically live as a composer and a songwriter. Tone. And not the tone of our instruments, we already handled that in stage two. This is the tone of a song. What is the song conveying? Or how should it feel? Or better yet, how do we want it to make you feel? Normally, I do this from a more analytical stance because I have the inside scoop or intent already. And that allows me to really focus on painting the picture that is essentially already there. Carry On was not one of those times. Yeah, I had lyrics, but Kyle has a knack for making even the most blatant lyrics cryptic and left for interpretation. In my initial listen of just an acoustic track and some lyrics, I fixated on the line in the first verse, "But we've come so far, it's time to begin again." Now, I had just recently written a pretty terrible breakup song that I never finished, so I immediately suggested stealing the chorus from that and using it for the bridge of Carry On. For me, this helped establish the tone of the song to be more hopeful and optimistic. So, with Kyle agreeing, I got to work. Now, for clarity, like I said, I'd just written a breakup song, so being consumed in a song that was being approached from a more inspirational and positive standpoint was therapy well needed for me, and Carry On was quickly becoming a favorite. So after some fine-tuning with Kyle, we were ready to start tracking. I pretty much knocked out all of my guitar parts in one night. I think there's a picture up on social media somewhere of me tracking in my typical Zen studio pose on my stool, back turned, feet propped up, dim lights like I'm Steve Vai or something. So a few weeks later, we were done. We had our mix. We were ready to release the first single for our follow-up album. Now for the plot twist. There is no right or wrong in music. There is only intent for the writer and interpretation for the listener. Before we release any song, I really have to force myself to step out of the writer's shoes and be more of a listener. Don't listen to the mix or the parts or the individual breakdowns. Just listen to the lyrics and the intent, like normal people do. This is where I had a little aha moment and immediately turned to my left looking at Kyle. "You asshole," was my first thought. And I'm fairly certain that was the first thing I said. The next thing to hit me was the exact feeling I had when I first started writing the piece in the first place. I was pretty miserable and unaware for the better part of that year. I mean, I definitely excelled as a parent and as a musician and all the things I really worked on, but I wasn't taking any time for my own mental health, and apparently it really showed. The basic origin of music was communication. I think this was a conversation that was long overdue, and I am grateful for the kind and honest words that I apparently needed to hear. Here's why my third stage of composition is so critical to me. If I had been more aware of the intent of the song, my parts and production would have been way darker. I probably wouldn't have suggested the substitution for the bridge, and in my state of mind when the song was given to me, I probably wouldn't have let it consume me in a positive way. Sometimes it is best to be unbiased or not be too analytical in your writing. Just feel it and let the music find itself. So a lot was really evolving during this writing process. We made some changes in our production approach that are still a common practice for us today. I really dialed in all of my tones with the new edition of my Boss Katana and haven't changed much since. And more importantly, my proof that music therapy is a key to life. I was ready to continue evolving myself. So this is a song about optimism, perspective, and support. This is Carry On.